With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The process of releasing the Israeli hostages from Gaza is underway. In the meantime, President Trump traveling to Israel and Egypt later to celebrate the U.S.-brokered ceasefire and hostage deal between Israel and Hamas.
President Trump told reporters on Air Force One that he believes the ceasefire would hold. He also told reporters, quote, the war is over, unquote. Mr. Trump says he hopes to go to Gaza someday, but adds it would take years to rebuild. The president's first stop is in Israel to meet with hostage families and address the Knesset.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The president will be going to Egypt later to meet with leaders there from more than 20 different countries. At the same time, Israeli President Isaac Herzog's office says he will award President Trump Israel's highest civilian honor. It is the Israeli Presidential Medal of Honor. That for his efforts to bring the hostages home. Herzog said that would be at another time, possibly in the next few months. Meanwhile, correspondent Jean Gambrell reports from Cairo.
For years, Iran has been relying on a network of proxy groups that are known as the Axis of Resistance. That includes Lebanon's Hezbollah, Yemen's Houthi rebels, and other militant groups. But in the time since the Israel-Hamas war has been going on, Israel has been striking at these groups. And we've also seen rebels overthrow the government of Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad. This put together has really put Iran in a tight position, especially after the 12-day war in June that saw American warplanes bomb Iranian nuclear enrichment sites.
And this is SRN News. A new study of American kids and their screens.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals what kind of electronic devices kids are using and how old they are when they start. According to parents, 90% of youngsters watch TV, 68% use a tablet, and 61% have a smartphone. Incredibly, the Pew poll also indicates that about 60% of children between the ages of 2 and 4 have already begun interacting with a smartphone. Experts say those devices can expose kids to pornography and worse. Michael Harrington reporting.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signing a law aimed at combating anti-Semitism in schools. New measure establishes an Office of Civil Rights with a governor-appointed coordinator who will develop and provide training to help school employees identify and prevent anti-Semitism. One group says the law will help stem an alarming surge in harassment. This is SRN News. Well, Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing the arrest of a man accused of sending a threatening letter to conservative podcaster Benny Johnson.
Benny's a well-known media personality carrying a message very similar to Charlie's, grounded largely in faith and love of country. Just days after Charlie's assassination, Benny received a letter at his home where he and Kate are raising their beautiful, beautiful young family. The author of this letter made it very clear that he hated Benny because of his views, and he wanted Benny dead.
Former NFL quarterback and sports analyst Mark Sanchez released from custody 1 week after police say he was stabbed during a fight with a truck driver in Indiana. Sanchez is also facing a felony battery charge. More details at srnnews.com.